חג שמח. How y'all doing? I want to tell you about my favorite moment of the Seder, which is when it comes time for the plagues and we take our wine out of our glasses with the pinky, or at least that's the way my family always did it. If I've learned anything about Passover and Seder is that no one does anything exactly the same, but that's the way we do it. As we eat, for each plague, we take a little bit of our wine out. And to explain why that's my favorite moment, I'm going to tell a story. A story that I heard Rabbi Daniel Gordas tell. It was a number of years ago when Darfurian refugees started to pour into Israel. Originally, they'd been staying in Egypt, and Egypt became inhospitable, so they walked. That means there were people experiencing genocide in Darfur. A people being persecuted for who they were, who walked across the wilderness, the desert, into the land of Israel. Now, you can't walk into the land of Israel without the Israeli army knowing you've walked into the land of Israel. So at 3 a.m., across the border from Egypt, a family of Darfurian refugees cross, and the soldiers jump in their Humvee with their spotlights. They go, they catch them. And the soldiers are a couple of 18-year-old kids. And it's 3 in the morning, and now they've got a family who are clearly not terrorists, who have come across illegally the border from Egypt into the land of Israel. And there's only one thing that an 18-year-old soldier knows without a doubt, with complete certainty, that's at 3 a.m. you don't wake up your commanding officer. So they have to decide what to do now, because they have to arrest these people. They just broke the law. They crossed the line, but they're clearly a family. And do you know what they did? They took the family back to the base and gave them some chicken soup. Fed them, gave them a meal so we can figure it out in the morning. And in that moment, Rabbi Gordas told the crowd I was in, they understood the Passover Seder. They understood the Haggadah. In the moment when they gave them dinner, they understood the message. Which goes back to why I love that moment that we take out the wine from our glass, drop by drop. The wine represents our joy. The plagues, though, we take away from our joy. That would be like on the 4th of July, we pause the fireworks to have a moment of silence for the British soldiers who died in the Revolutionary War. It's mind-blowing. These are the bad guys getting what they deserve, and we take a moment to take away from our joy, to be a little sad about the pain and suffering our oppressors, our taskmasters felt. And that's because fundamentally, we are told, because you were a stranger in a strange land, that means not that you get to be the powerful, the oppressor, the taskmaster. It means that you have a responsibility to compassion. It means that every Jew needs to feel as if they were saved, that they were a slave, so that we feel a responsibility to take care of those in need, to feel compassion. Not to give up on justice, by the way. We don't mourn that the plagues happened. We are compassionate for those that suffered through them. It's a little bit different. In that moment, they still had to arrest that family. They broke the law. But they had compassion. They found a way to do it in the most compassionate way possible. So tonight, at your second Seder, as you dip for each of the plagues, and by the way, this is very important, you can't lick your finger afterwards. That undoes the whole thing. You got to wipe it off. But as you take away from your joy, I hope it builds your strength to look at those who you would hate and not give up on justice, but to feel compassion. I hope it gives us the courage to look at this world with a warm heart. I hope it gives us the wisdom to look at those in need and to remember that we were once in need and figure out what we can do to make it better. Chag Sameach.